July 19, 1928, how three acts from God concurred in the creation, and how three wills, sacrificed for the kingdom of the divine will, are needed. One who lives in it is celebrated by all and is the feast of all. I was doing my usual round in the divine volition, and as I arrived at the point when the celestial queen was conceived, had the use of reason and made the heroic sacrifice of offering her will to her God without ever wanting to know it, to live only of the will of God, I thought to myself, how I wish that my celestial mama would take my will, unite it with her own, and give it as gift to the Supreme Majesty so that I too would not even know my will, to live only of the will of God. While I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and with a light more than lightning, told me, my daughter, three acts from the Trinity concurred in the creation, which were power, wisdom and love. All of our works are always accompanied by these three acts, because since our working is perfect, they are executed with highest power, with infinite wisdom and with perfect love, communicating three immense goods to the work we are doing, as indeed we gave the great good of the intellect, memory and will to man. Now, in order for the kingdom of my divine will to come, three wills sacrificed as holocaust to the divinity are needed, which, having no life of their own, would give place to mind to let it reign and dominate freely, so that it may take its royal place in all of the human acts, the place that befits it. Because so it was established by us from the beginning of the creation of man who, ungrateful, gave the place to his human will, and this made him lose mine. There's no greater sacrifice before us than a human will which, while having life, does not exercise it, to give free life to my fiat. This, however, to great profit for the soul, because she gives a human will and receives the divine one. She gives a finite and limited will and receives an infinite and limitless one. Now, while Jesus was saying this, I thought to myself, the first one was certainly the Queen of Heaven, who made the heroic sacrifice of not giving life to her will. And the other two wills, who are they? And Jesus added, my daughter, what about me? Do you want to put me aside? Don't you know that I had a human will which had not even one breath of life, surrendering the place to my divine will in everything? So, I had it to keep it sacrificed, so that the divine will might extend the whole expanse of its kingdom in my human volition. And have you forgotten that you keep your human will sacrificed so that it may never have life, and that my divine will keeps it as a footstool at its feet, so that I may extend my kingdom over it? Now, you must know that between the will of the Celestial Mother and yours there is my human will, which is first and sustains both, so that they might be constant in the sacrifice of never giving life to the human volition, and so that the kingdom of my divine will might extend over these three wills to have the triple glory of our power, wisdom and love, and the triple reparation of the three powers of man, which all concurred in withdrawing from the great good of our divine will. And if the Sovereign Queen of Heaven was engraced by virtue of the merits of the future Redeemer, you were engraced by virtue of the Redeemer already come. And since millennia are like one single point for me, from that time I thought about everything, and I sustained the three wills over which my eternal will was to triumph. This is why I always tell you, be attentive and know that you have two wills sustaining yours, that of the Celestial Mama and that of your Jesus, which fortify the weakness of your volition, so that it may endure remaining sacrifice for a cause so holy, and for the triumph of the kingdom of my fiat. Then, while my mind was making itself present at the conception of the Sovereign Lady, I said to myself, Immaculate Queen, this little daughter of the divine will comes to prostrate herself at your feet, to celebrate your conception and to give you the honors of queen. And together with me, I call the whole creation to surround you like a crown, the angels, the saints, the heavens, the stars, the sun and everyone, to recognize you as our queen, to honor and love your height, and to declare ourselves your subjects. Don't you see, O Celestial Mother and Queen, how all created things run to be around you to say to you, we hail you, our queen. Finally, after so many centuries, we have been given our empress. The sun hails you as queen of light, the heavens as queen of immensity and of the stars, the wind as queen of empire, the sea as queen of purity, strength and justice, the earth hails you as queen of flowers. All hail you, Inkaris, you are welcome, our queen, you will be our smile, our glory, our happiness. From now on we will all hang on your wishes. But while I was saying this, I was thinking to myself, of course, some of my usual nonsense, I am celebrating my celestial mama, and she does not give a thought to celebrating the little daughter of the divine will. I would like nothing but the feast of her keeping me on her lap like a little child, to feed me the air, the breath, the food, the life of the divine will. But while I was thinking of this and of other things, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, little daughter of my will, one who lives in my divine fiat is celebrated by all and is the feast of all. Do you want to know why you celebrate, from her very conception, the state of queen of my mama? Because she began her life in the divine will, and the divine will makes present to you her glorious state of queen, and it makes you celebrate her with all created things, just as she was celebrated at her conception. The feasts begun in the fiat are perennial, they never end. And one who lives in it finds them present and celebrates along. And even though the little queen of heaven perceived from her very conception that all revered her, smiled at her, longed for her, and that she was welcomed by all, yet, she did not know from the beginning the mystery that she was to become my mother, the mother of the one whom she herself longed for she knew it when the angel announced it to her. However, she knew that her royalty, her empire and the many shows of obsequies came to her because in her reigned my divine will. Now, you must know that as you celebrate the mama and her sovereignty, the mama celebrates the daughter, the newborn of that fiat which she loved so much as to keep it as her life. And in you she celebrates that which you yourself do not know for now, but will know later. Don't you know that she longs for the little queens, which are the little daughters of my will, to make the feast that she receives for them?